right?
Yep, she got it.
Fourth time of Tammuz, Tuf, Shin, Behei, Haraf, Avram, Moshe, Lumpin, Shlita.
Heute Morgen, eine frische Woche, Parshas Matas Masai, Shabbos Chazak, Shabbos Chodesh Menachem Uf. The whole year, normally, as days go on. It's couple, it's the 3 Wochen. It's a time when a person has to be misabel, for new nem rochnir, for the Samigdash, it's a little ahoich and madreige. We're in the normal routine of life, and we feel quite happy with the day of Roilam. Also einfach mit Panusse, man lernt ein bisschen, man lernt ein bisschen. Baruch Hashem, mit Chavayrim, mit Children, es geht ein bisschen. One of the eyes is how to be able to lift up our Machshuvas, is to see what Tzadikim write about these days. Bechlau, the Heilige Sfum write that the way how a person can elevate his Machshuva, nicht so, so im Sucht in the routine of the Gashmish, the way of thinking is, haben wir look, seeing Tzadikim, he would have to say, realizing how, if a person realizes a tzaddik, everything, a hoibin a tzaddik, who is so great in middes, so great in teure, so great in tfille, it brings a person to realize there's something more supernatural than the gashmis in the world. So, first of all, I'll be makin a vort, wo steigt von dem heiligen Benaya Sosche. The heilige Yerushalmi says in Shech Neshkulim, when a person says, a member of a Balashmiya, of a Tana, a Moira, a Tzadik, he's been mechavim kiri Balashmiya oimet kenegdoi. Part of giving in chiyas to the Divrei Torah is realizing, as if this Tzadik is here talking to you now, the stamps, a word, shtat in a cipher. Mechavim Balashmiya oimet kenegdoi. So we're going to mention many Tzadikim today in today's Shia. Every Tzadik is a Balashmiya oimet kenegdoi. He's with us here. He's here today. He's speaking to us. Says the Nas Hoschazoi. The Pusik says, Vayedaber Moshe el Rusha Yamatoi Zevnai Yisru Elaymoi Zeh Adumash Atziva Hashem. So he says, Achsidishe Pshat. Achsidishe Pshat means not Pusha Pshat. A Pshat like you would normally find in a Medrash. The Medrash, the Gante of Chazal, many times bring Psikim. And they learn Pshat completely different from Pusha Pshat. Achsidish Pshat normally goes in this way, a Pshat that you normally find in a Medrash. So let's see the Achsidish Pshat from the B'nai Sosra. I say this dafke for a Sibbe, because some people think Achsidish Pshat, like a joke, it's a halb joke. It's a big mistake, a vast mistake, a big mistake. Achsidish Pshat is a Pshat that Tzadikim learned into a Pusik, and it's a Misa, like we find in Medrash, like we find in Zoya Kudish. So Kudish brings Tzikim and learned completely the Medrash, I can't tell the Gemara, when you're Pusik, completely different Pshat. Tzadikim will malbish their Misa in the Pusik. So what's the Pshat of the B'nai Sosra? Vaidabe Moshe Rusha Amatois Levnai Yisru Elaymo Zei Yadom Shetziva Hashem. You go, you hear a Torah, the Torah from Tzadik. You think, is it a good Pshat? Yeah, nice Pshat? Is it nice in the Pusik? Does it stim with the Medrash? Nish stim with the Medrash? That's not the Ikke. The Ikke is not the Pusik, the Pshat. The Ikke is the Misa that comes out of it. Not only that, even if Bashas, you listen to this word, you don't really appreciate the Misa, just take it in yourself. It's like a seed going into to earth, and it happens to Arbut and Sprotz. There will come a time to realize why you have to hear this Dvar Teure. The Tzadikim writes, as a Pusik, Oyr Zuriya La Tzadik Mishra Laim Simcha, Oyr Zuriya La Tzadik, like the oil light of the Tzadikim's words is Zuriya, like a plant. A seeds only work if it goes into earth, into Karka, then it sprouts this. A person that's not a Kabul, a Nivis, a Achnur, says the Brass Hoskha Zoi. By Dabba Moshe, Moshe said, Rushai HaMatas, the hands, not the matter, was a bang in the tzi, El Benayis, Livnayis, with the Tzadikim. And Dabba Moshe, Moshe speaks, El Rushai to the heads, HaMatas, was a bang in the tzi, the bend, Matas, the bend, Livnayis, with the Tzadikim, to hear Laimoy, to realize Laimoy, there's a mirror, so there's something, a message here, Laimoy, Zeya, Duma, Shatsiva, Hashem, it's Hashem's Nebirim, Gurus, Tzadik, speaking to the Tzadik, speaking to the Yidin. And not only when you hear about the Tzadik himself, even when the Tzadikim write down their words in a cipher. And years later, you learn the cipher of the Tzadik, it's a, by being adapted to the Neshuma of the Tzadik and getting this message, I mean, besides the raya, besides the, it's not a trick in the vault, it's not like a lecture from somebody, a big scholar, says a vault and it's if she speaks to you, if she help you with it, if not, it's in the rochnias, but that is our tzadikim. So, Blachosk himself writes in the Agnuma of his cipher, that he writes the cipher because Hashem is poor, was Mzakim, the Achsidim around him, and on Shabbos and Yontel, Hashem is poor, was Mzakim, to say the Retoire, and the Retoire were given for the Tzibbet to have Chizik, he writes them down to be able to remember, like I write in Parshas Matos, he writes in the Agnuma. So his killer minded himself that he was looking to have from Hashemai and Gileam to be able to give over. So why do I say these words? First of all, it's this week's help the Parshas Matos. Secondly, it's a skiller. The person feeds in 3 weeks. 1 week goes by, another week goes by, not really feeling any way besides the halukha. The main halukha is in Shechiyuni, and the 9 days that you put in the feeling halukha, but the feeling of the what's the Eitzah? One of the Eitzahs is to open a side of the Tzaddik, see what it says about it, and that will either it'll be more or it'll be like a seed, going to the Shoma all the time, it'll bring rochnias. So first of all, I want to share with you a vault, a mushel. I want to tell you, three mushule from three tzadikim. First mushel is from the Rebbe Rebeilich, brings it in the name of the Rebbe Rebbe. So I'm mentioning so many tzadikim here. Many of them are Shmuel Kenaydor. Now the Rebbe Rebeilich, the name of Rebbe Rebbe, the Talmud of Bashem Tov. A mushel. Rebbe Rebeilich normally doesn't write in the cipher, this is a sweet vatoire. He writes vatoire. Here he writes a mushel musik, it's a sweet mushel. So it means it's a sweet mushel. What's the mushel? Might even know the mushel. Might even have said it before here on Torah as well. But let me see. Let me find the word. In Parshas Vayayishev. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Yoschus, I found it quickly. Oh, because oil. Shumati, I heard, mushel musik, a sweet mushel, v'pi adme haram amagid, the king of the Rovner. Before Mizritch, the Rebbe Rebbe was the market of the town of Ravna. What the Mushel? Shuni Royim we see. Shekais, nowadays, Asha Anachne Begulis Amar, we are on the bitter Gulis, Yesh Benai Udom, the all people, She Zoichem Lericha Koidish Bekal. They're Zoichem to a holy Riech, easier, Yoyse more, me Mai Hanavir. A person can get Madreiges, Kursus HaKudish Buchi, easier way than the times of the Nevi'im, show it's Rishim, Hashbu'es, with Bodhid Esra'at. We need to have many supernatural ways how to be able to get the Nevi'im. Kidia, Kedashi Esiga, Nevi'im, Re'a Kodesh. For Omar, my Rebbe said, Rebbe Rebbe said, Rebbe Zichnai said, Mushel Nifle Musik. Wonderful, sweet Mushel. For the second time he writes about how sweet this Mushel is. He never writes describing the Torah as sweet or nifle. Never ever did he write it. Only time he writes it. A sweet and a wonderful book. What's the mushel? The mushel. Hamelech, the king, he's sitting in his house, b'chatzayroi, in his yard, paltshloi, in his palace. Imagine, b'yuvoi, aiza oi v'melech, somebody who likes the king will come and write a letter to the king. I would like to invite the king to come to my house for lunch, for dinner, for supper, for breakfast. The king will become angry. such a chitzpah to ask a king to come out of his palace to go to your house. He ain't a kuchel melech, not the coming of the king. Mitzayis mepalt shalot to go out of his palace, levayis achayim to house of other people. Gam im, in yia asidi gedoyle ad lemoit, even if you're going to prepare a very special, lavish meal, nevertheless, it's still a chitzpah to ask the king to come out of his palace to come to your house. It's impossible to yazmen es ha-meirich le-maisoi to invite the king to come to the house. Ah, unless you can call achun as many, many preparations. The yamen melitze efraklite. You have to find people, great people to come and be mamlets for the king, gedoylem. She'in tzachayim v'ayin ha-meirich le-maisoi. To make such a thing, to bring the king out of his palace into your house, it's not sufficient to make a big meal. You have to have many kshurim, many, many, you have to have protection, you have to have stuff in the kesha with the big chemredot and the big people who are close to the king. And maybe you'll be able to resolve it. It's very, very different. That's the Rambas of the times of the Semitic Shuskayim. To be able to become a novi, you have to have your multi hachuna. Abo, obe. Shambelech Messiah Bederech. When the king is in the middle of the way, he's on the drinks. The royal salulim and he needs where to stay. Azai, then, kashi yimtze mukim nuki machsanye nuki, he finds a clean inn, af in by samulim mikfar, even an inn which is in a village, im irak nuki, if it's only clean, azai zei by samulim mikfar, the king will come there. The king, when he's not in the house, when he's in the middle of the way, and he needs to have a bed and breakfast somewhere in the middle, I feel as if the Jean has already given out the palace, if it's only clean, finish on 5-star, maybe even 1-star, or something, because it's clean. As it's clean, can the king go to the king? So he's in the bush. The Hamimshu, it's Rabbi Ramayich, it's not Rabbi Ramayich, it's normally expanded in the Shule, it's not his day. He writes it, so why do I say the Lushen? Say my Lushen, my Lushen, okay, it's the Kaile Shlishi. If I say the Lushen of the Meilech, it's got the Koyach of all the Rehra Tzadik. We chazen this Mushel, we think about the Mushel. We can elevate our Machshomes these days to the Koyach of the Tzadikim. So what's the Nimshel? The Nimshel is Meilech. The Nimshel is self-understood. There's man is by Smigdash Kai. The Saat is by Smigdash. The Hoyu, Shchines, Kivoido, Bebaiz, Kotcha, Kedushe. And the Eibishat dwelt in the Smigdash Kotcha, Kedushe. As I then, in hoyu udam roitze lishoi ir koidesh oi nevies. Wollen hab nevier, ir koidesh hoyu zuher am voidi gedoile. Kmoyshe mitzim la bifayn, besimches beis ha-shaayle. As the Rishal says, shom hoyu she'ad ir koidesh, the tzadikim, and you can dance, besim das shaayle, ir uzuch ir koidesh. But up to nowadays, the gudas amar, she'gam ha-shchini kedoishe ir gonsi emuni, she'is with us, gudas, when a signy you rub with our sins, he move and not move, that's not in the palace. It's a kusa ma oi, mitsoi, mukim, vira, lishunga. Kim yuchu, the Eibishter wants to have a place where to stay. The emotsi, munoyach, mukim, muki. The person is clean. The cleaner he is, udam shirak nuki ma virus vratuen. Person who is clean from a virus to it, let's say cleaner, I'll say clean, cleaner, as I show me the Rusa, then Hashem can dwell in this person. So that's why it's easier to have a scalvus like Rabbi Shmuruchi in the days of Gulas. Because Hashem is Muruchi, Rabbi Yuchel is not in his dwelling, a person cleans himself, a person has clean machshuvus, the more clean a person is, the more a person tries to have cleanliness of Hebra condition, and bringing condition to himself, the more clean it is, Hashem's Ruach can dwell easier than he used to dwell by a yid in the time of Samikdash. These are the words of the Rebbe of Meilech, the Rebbe of Be, and if he is also in Vimrai, Pi Chuchem Chaim. The words of this Chuchem Chaim are very grotty Chaim, not Chaim. This is the first Mush given by the Rebbe of Meilech to explain how a person should think about the days of Gulas, how a person can have a scar with Chuchem Ruach because Kri Yuchel, Kishburi is not settled in his place. It's easier for us to become close to Kishburi. Whereas this Mushel is brought, this is not in such great length, nor more in a shorter version. is brought down in Avodis Yisroos, the Koshet Samaj, the Talmud of Rabbi Meilech. He writes the same thing in this week's Sedra, and he says, Lushan. Pimush lemelitze, mederech melech busam adam, sheyesh lo yikomina tiv, emina simcha, he has all goods and all the simcha, v'gam nagneh b'tzoy fi mucho'il, he has all different musicians, mucho'il v'chino'il v'igor, v'adik ha'sha toiv laiv ha'melech v'yishuru b'simcha, when the king is in his palace and is full of the music and all the goods, v'adik ha'im na'tzoyich lo'i, not so necessary for him that m'sholsim, for those Badinas, Hamanimim, who sing to him, the Koyle Koyles. He's happy anyway. Uchai. Oba. Kashin the Pomer. Who eis eitzer the Yuge and the Mikrash Eichrui. When the king is unhappy. Oz. Yiki you call a poet and a name in the Shirim and the Zimrim. Samach le Bovo el Hatzel Purim. Then he called people to come and sing for him. Had a nimshel of a digmek of Yuchel. He called Al-Kitushi's Boer. Shema Vardai. Meshosem of the Kiyam and Ibram Loi Michalstroi. The Malachim sing to him. And it was not because it's Shchurev, it's Eitzev. It's a Kenyuch Leibish is unhappy. All Tzrichem Miyash Hashem Belimoy Leizchazik Velichtnus El Buta Gevur El Hafshit Atzel Kom In Atzlis El Esamayach Kvoid HaMelech. It's a time when Hashem's Buhr Kenyuch needs to have to become happy through us. And they say to him, Atu Malkai Mei Oilam, you are our king. Simch Lo Oilam, Hu Limashim Bahar Tzir. Yisoy Koi Lav Deichu. So he says the same sort of idea as Tavke in Gulis times, the time when Kenyuchu the Eibishter enjoys more our Shirim, our songs when we sing to him. There's another Mushel brought down in the Sefer Yaitiv Punim, brings down as oi. Yaitiv Punim was the Yaitiv Lev. Yaitiv Lev was a grandchild of the Yismach Moishe. So Moishe had a son of Luz and Nissen, and a grandchild, Yaitiv Lev. The Sefer Lev was a Yiranikl. Yaitiv Lev, the Einkel, the Yaitiv Lev. I'm sure the Tzad Rebbe of America was the Einkel of the Yaitiv Lev. The Yaitiv Lev said, I'm going to write a story, a true story, that I heard from my Zayde, he was discovered by his Zayde, Yismach Moshe, Kedai, you should see the greater of Tzadikim. Omarati toy was good, luchik b'saife, I write in my saife, as Asher Shumati b'zei, from my Zayde, Yismach Moshe, Kedai, you should see the greater of Tzadikim. Says Zoy. His idea is Rav Moshe wasn't a chusid. Or better say, he was a misnagit. He was a misnagit. The story is told that once there was a lie, and this Sidra Ri, which was written by the Talmidim of Hashem Tov, and Rav Moshe with his friend together were there. Rav Moshe took the Sidra and threw it on the floor. Machsidah, threw it on the floor. So Rav Chava took the Sidra, lifted it up, and says, at the end of the day, it's still a Sidra, so he kissed it, put it on the table. They told for the tzaddikim, for the rabbi, for the choiz of Lublin, the story. These two people, these two tzaddikim, the Moshe and the Chava, they're both rabbunim. That this Moshe threw it on the floor, another one picked it up. So the choiz of Lublin said, the one who lifted it up will stay in the snaggit. Stay in the snaggit. But the Moshe who brands, takes it, throws it on the floor, and then he has the brand. So the story is told that the Meilich wanted to see this Moshe. Very story. He wanted to meet him. So he sent his Talmud to come and meet him. And he was on the way. He lived not far from Luzhensk, which was Shinnerer, not far from Luzhensk. He was Reuven Shinnerer. Before Eel, he was Reuven Eel in Hungary. Before he was Reuven in Shinnerer. So he was close to Luzhensk. So he heard the Shlich, the Rabbi was going to meet a Bris, not far from Shinnerer. And the Rabbi wanted to see him because he knew it was a tzaddik. So he was on the way to go to Rabbi Meilich, although he was a Masnagit, but he was on the way to Rabbi Meilich. On the way, his uncle came to him, where are you going? To Rabbi Meilich. Little Torah. He said to learn, you go to Rabbi Meilich. He went back home. He didn't go. Later he said, it must have been the Yatzahar came in the Levish of his uncle to kill him off. But later years, he went to the Chosab of the town of Rabbi Meilich. Went. So on the way, he thought to himself, I've got the kasha. What's the kasha? Shteit shechenurech, ruhi lechol yirai shumayim, shi yimaitse v'doye yalchob v'samigdish. So on the way, when he's traveling to the Chois of Lublin, he thought, I have this difficulty. Why? I want to ask you, please, when I come to the tzaddik, The tzaddik should answer my question, because I mean it seriously. Habula tam mesayin oisoy. I want what's Rishon Rabbim, the Eibush, to help. And tzaddik also help. Rishon Rabbim, the sign. I want the Rebbe should answer my what's my question. How can it be that Hasidim are always so happy, b'simcha? L'choyre, it's a mitzvah to be b'ayit sevedoyek. So how can it be that Hasidim are always so happy? That was his question. If Hasidim is the right way, how come they're happy? He comes in to the Rebbe, Choyz of Lublin. Before he even asks the question, the Choyz said to him, why is your face so dull today? You're right. Shtaitake ruini reshemaim li is b'ayit sevedoyek. But it says the Choyz of Lublin, so lusa befuna on your face should have a simcha. The emle belibo in your heart should have a vayis. But on the face should be a simcha. Believe me, we say tinkhatsos every night. We cry in our hearts, but in our face we have simcha. How can that work together? So brings a mushel from the Rebbe of Shmelke. Shmelke was the brother of the Aflu. Shmelke of Nikolsburg. Same for the mushel. A king was traveling on the way, and he was looking to a place where to stay, and he sees a person in, knocks on the door, and he brings him in. What's the feeling of the person who takes the king into his house? Matan Eichel is very upset. The king is wandering around, he doesn't know where to be, he was like going astray, he was like a blonjet. He has come to my house, he cries in hot. But in his face, he shows a simcha, I have this chis. The king should be next to him in my house. Simcha. So he says, the Rebbe says, Bemis Naran Hatz Naleiches. I shouldn't be able to tell you what you were thinking, because Hatz Naleiches. Habula Tam Messiah no Yisoy, Usharabim, which means even Tzadik should also help. He was Mechal Tzadik Machshuv of Yisoy Moshe. That's what I tell you. Abad should be Misabul in the heart, but the face should be Misimcha of the Schis, to be together with the Irish. It's the same idea. In Gula's time, Tzarek you have to have a violence, but Shai you have to have the feeling I'm close to the Irish. So it says, Yisrael Moshe, that's why, Kimi Roini Balayin. Roini, the double lotion. Roini is a lotion, Koy Tzahal of Rinu, means Simcha. Roini also means the lotion of Roini, of crying. It says, Kimi Roini Balayin, lotion Rinu, Simcha, Koy Rinu Yishiyu, also, when he was crying, so at the same time, when I have the simcha, I have the cry. This is the word of the tzaddikim, the Rav Meilech, the Rav Shmelke. All tzaddikim say, imagine the king coming into your house, and he keep on crying the whole time. What would the king feel? He wouldn't feel happy. He sees you're happy with him, the king would become the snachim. So, yin daf misn azoi, in zem ben gulis, or ein gulis, the abshach chmusim offens. In avadis, and gulis, you don't see the like nowadays, like we see the gulas, we feel the gulas, we know what the gulas is all about, we feel it. No. A kleine percent for the kalyan, for the world, a little fraction of the world, less than this. How much do you need a percent of the world? A minute percent. And the whole politics of the whole world, the most Trump, all 13 in the Puidelech. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. We see the clue of the Yidens and the call from the world. And we see the sin of, what was the far one? The sin of class. The main gulas. Ich sage, ich habe gedacht, dass Abel sagt, ich habe gedacht, wissen, der Eibisch ist auch ein Abel. Ne, ich sage, zart, kann er kriegen gut zum Eibisch. So, ich sage mal so, Seifer called Seifer Achaim. Seifer Achaim was the brother of the Rabbi Prag. Brother of Prag, he was a very big tzaddik, he was a chava of the Heilige Remu. The Remu was his chava. So he says, have a look in Eichu. All the shyness in Eichu, Yid Kavufkai. Yid Kavufkai is Rachman. The choyre Eichu should be a kin, minisadim. How can it be an Eichu? All the shayim is in Kavuvka, every single shayim. So you say, I never even have to. To show, as although b'chetzoynis it seems like a gulis, you have to believe that b'knivis is a toiv of the Eibishter. This has a mushi, a fine. Why do you call a choydish off? Why choydish off? Like a father. What a child. A father comes, he's a child, and he gives him chocolate, nature of father to give chocolate to his child. Father gives the gift to his child, it's not an episode, he gives him money. It's a favor to give money for a child. The father gives the guy and he gives the child a frask. That's half of the table. It must be there's a gewaltige Ahave to the father. He likes the child so much that he brings it to look against his nature. The Shatna Ahave Kudish, we darf, we can cast a yashe, is it benoi, a shemel kechem yasekim. A person stands in shul, says the Chacham HaKadosh. And it sees a different child do something wrong. Speaking from davening, misbehaving. He wouldn't say anything to him. It's not his child. If his child would do it, he'd give him a patch. Why? Because of him wanting a love and a chayas, Yafir's child, his mul noyeg against his nature. So all means that the Emes Naram, these days, b'chitzonius, they look like terrible days. The pnimius is condition. The Biyad Rebbe was here last year, picked the day before Shemus Matamas, they made the chop to the Chloes, made the Chloes Sanatoy. So he was here just the day before Shemus Matamas, they made the cedar, like the evening of Tes Zion Tamas, they went into Shemus Matamas, like the night before. So he said, Gevaltig Gevalt, I saw it after the side, I heard from him, so I remember it better. So I saw it. The Vadishiva said, Mashiach will come, will realize how all these days will be Ebes Naram, Hayyitay, days of Simcha. That's why we read Parshas Pinchas, all the Yom Tovim we read in the 3 weeks. Show Be'emes Naram these days, Be'emes Naram, Be'pnimius, it's a love, it comes from love. Shufa Chavus of Eitz Vavunim, to rescue us, so it's Be'emes Naram love. So he says, Sheikh Kim says, Be'nitshiva, so the Metabal will be the first day Yom Tov, and the Shetishva will be the last day Yom Tov, and mit the Zach HaLamoid. I don't think it's Be'nitshiva. I say, okay, Sezan, Tishiva or Zan, the Eshtu Yom Tov, and next year, she was with Talmud, said Zahn, as on this Yantar. I guarantee you, at Zahn, at Zahn Chalabon. If it was at Zahn, at Zahn Chalabon, who would have said this? Noch Hechem Chalabon, noch Hechem. So, in other words, all these days, we're going to speak to this Galavern, to Rachnem. So we have to believe now, even when it's not yet Rachnem, it's Be'em is now as Rachnem. And I feel like we don't feel it, since Tzadikim say it to us, and we believe in Tzadikim, because we see Tzadikim, the Meile Chais, the beginning of Seifer, Shema the Torah. Yisur HaTzadikim. That brings to us the Amina Hashem HaKai Hashem HaYichot. Shema. The Torah is unbelievable Torah. So many years people learn Torah. And it's noch Svurim. Shema. Azar Torah. You don't find any other religion handle. Azar Torah. So man pure, man rove, man forschen. Noch beforschen. Shema, einsof. Yisruayim. The other find, but the growing by such people like we find, by Tzadikim, was like we find, the größte, as like Abraham Kanievsky, as like the größte Tzadikim, as like a Belzeruf, treff me amul in the world, treff me in the world, as like Tzadikim, as like a Shelter, as like a Guren, as like a Steipler, as like a Nenzere Zaten, Chalish. You don't find these people, these supernatural people, even in our generation. You don't find it by the growing. Shema, Yisruah, that show is Yisruah, you see the Eden. So actually, we don't feel these feelings. Since we hear these words from Tzadikim, one mushel, and noch a mushel, and at that Torah, that should be, it seeds in our the shomer, in our gift, to be able to, actually, we don't preach at the first minute, it goes in, and as long as you're bachnuah, it's like the seeds grow. So we must have noch ein Wort, a word from the Sefer HaChaim, says so. The Pusik says in Sefer Zechariah, Tzoyim Harevi, V'Tzoyim Hachamishi, V'Tzoyim Hashvi, V'Tzoyim Rasiri, Yeh Levaisi Hidu, L'Susen L'Simcha L'Me'adim Toirim, V'Hu Emes V'Hashul L'Mehovi. Pusik in Zechariah. So Tzoyim Harevi means Yimus Matamas, Tzoyim Hachamishi means Tishivot, Tzoyim Hashvi is Tzoyim Gedalia, Tzoyim Rasiri Asur Matayis. What's the Gematria of four? Plus 5, plus 7, plus 10. What's 26? Says the Sefer HaChaim, the show is that Be'emes Naram, although it seems a bad time, but the previous is all. It's a former who wanted to rescue Klal Yisrael, and is looking at us, and is standing together with us, and is close to us. And Be'emes Naram, the previous is Yom Tov. But the Pussy says, Be'emes Naram, Shul Mohavi. It's wichtig to be the Emesnik, and to have you be a nice Klal Yisrael, that I wish to help, that sie bringen to the Gilles Schleime, then hire me in my own. Amen. Amen.
It would be a great credit to us, and I would be a starter by signing a membership 50 times as long as